Hear the word of the Lord, first as it is written in Psalm 147. Hallelujah! For it is good to sing psalms to our God, for pleasant and comely is praise. Jehovah builds Jerusalem. The outcasts of Israel he gathers together, healing the broken in heart and binding up their griefs. Counting the number of the stars, he calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of much power. His understanding is without number. Jehovah sustains the meek. He makes the wicked low, even to the earth. Answer ye to Jehovah with confession. Sing psalms to our God on the harp, who covers the heavens with thick clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains, who gives to the beast her bread, and to the sons of the raven which call. He delights not in the might of the horse. He is not well pleased in the hips of the man. Jehovah is well pleased in those who fear him, in those who hope for his mercy. Extol Jehovah, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he makes firm the bars of thy gates. He blesses thy sons in the midst of thee, making thy border peace. With the fat of the wheat he satisfies thee. Sending out his saying upon earth, his word runs even in haste, giving snow as wool. He scatters hoarfrost as ashes, casting forth his ice as morsels. Before his cold, who can stand? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow, the waters stream, telling his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not done so to any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Hallelujah! Praise ye Jehovah! We read also from the Apocalypse Explained a portion of the spiritual sense of this psalm. He casts forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends his word, he melts them. He makes his wind to blow, the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. This is a description of reformation in respect to the natural man. Here, the knowledges and concepts that are in man before reformation are signified by ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? For man before reformation is utterly frigid, and that coldness is also plainly felt when the divine flows in out of heaven. And since such states of coldness are dissipated by the reception of divine good and divine truth, thus by reformation, it is said, he sends his word, he melts them. He makes his wind to blow, the waters flow. His word, meaning divine good united to divine truth. Wind, meaning divine truth, and the waters flow, reception of truth. And this being the meaning of these words, it is added, he declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments to Israel. Jacob and Israel, meaning the church. Jacob, the church that is in good, and Israel, the church that is in truths. Statutes and judgments mean external and internal truths that are from good. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.